It is the weekend. It is John Gibbons. I am joined by Josh Williams and Neil Atkinson to look back on the weekend's football action, but look ahead to what is not necessarily the most exciting end to a Premier League season ever, but still plenty of interest, certainly towards the top end and into the terms of the Champions League spaces. There is four to go. Liverpool have obviously nabbed that first one, just like they've nabbed pretty much everything this season, but there is four left and six teams going forward, and it is quite interesting. There's obviously knock-on effects to who gets them and who doesn't in terms of the money, in terms of the prestige, in terms of what they're able to do and where they're able to kick on from there. So we're going to go through them one by one and just decide between us who seems most likely from the position that they're in to grab them. But we'll start with Arsenal and we'll start at the top and we'll jump straight to Laura Kirkfrancis, Arsenal supporter, on how she's feeling about top five, Champions League and everything else.
And I'm now with Laura Kirkfrancis to talk about Arsenal. And we'll start on the weekend, Laura, because with these sorts of games, you know, sandwiched between Champions League, you either want to go stronger and win, or rest and not bothered. You sort of ended up with the worst of both worlds in that he picked a stronger team than I was expecting. I don't know if it was what you were expecting as well, and then managed to sort of, you know, lose the game. So were you surprised by the team? And, you know, has he sort of ended up in a situation where he somehow put more pressure on himself on Wednesday?
Yeah, really surprised that he went so full strength. I mean, some of it is just through necessity. We just don't have enough players who are fit at the moment. If you look at the bench, you know, we're really into kind of double barrel FC of players that I've never ever seen before. I was really surprised that both Saka and Rice played. He took Rice off actually just before we conceded two goals. So honestly, I don't think it could have gone worse on Saturday. It really was a kind of in the middle of the Venn diagram of stuff you don't want to see, stuff you don't want to happen, that we went full strength, played really badly, and lost. So, you know, a really, really bad day at the office, not least because the players will have, you know, played for 90 minutes. Bournemouth are a really good team. They've now got to pick themselves up for Wednesday. And we were terrible. I can't say anything, you know, objectively better than that. We were completely outplayed, and so to then go back and okay, well, we went full strength, lost, and everyone's tired, a complete disaster, to be honest.
Yeah, it's I sort of watched, you know, highlights of it, and so did they get the sort of the full picture, but it felt to me like a game that I've seen before, whereas players just minds are on other things, and that is completely understandable. A Champions League semi-final is huge,